Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Did you know an accident never happens until it happens? It never happens till it happens. I mean, it may seem silly, but the truth is, people just don't believe accidents will happen until they happen. But once they happen, they believe accidents will happen. I mean, it's like you're driving your car, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody almost misses you. Well, that was almost an accident.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, most accidents occur within 5 miles of your home. And there's so many near misses, but accidents don't happen until they happen. And things don't take place until they take place. And sad thing with the human nature is we don't believe it's a reality in our life until it happens. This is what a lot of people say. Until it happens to me or somebody close to me, I can't relate.
Mm.
And it doesn't mean that everybody else's accident wasn't real. It just means that most of those folks refuse to acknowledge that accidents happen.
Right.
And it's a come right out and say, you know, I understand. Yeah, I understand. It's like, that's 40,000 people just died. I know, but I don't know any of them. And I'm still getting, you know, it's amazing how that works.
It's a really hard way to get wisdom. Let me tell you, it's a hard way.
It is. And it does come that way if you don't have it. And understanding that there's so many things about to happen on the earth. There's so many things about to happen. And wisdom is just shouting and crying aloud in the street saying, you know, if you don't turn, if you don't listen to me, difficult times are coming, tough times are coming. But if you will turn, then I'll restore you and I'll forgive you and I'll even make my heart known to you. That's Proverbs chapter 1 I'm talking about. And it's like, nope, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen because, first of all, it's never happened to me. It's never happened to anybody I know. I didn't know any of my friends that ever had something like that. You know? And they say. And it's just kind of hard for me to relate because I've never had anybody like that. It's like, it happens. You know, go to the hospital. Go visit people. Go visit other nations and realize that these things are happening as we speak. It's like when you hear people talk about this tragedy that took place in the massacre in the school in Connecticut, they're relating to that, and we should. But when you hear about 60,000 Syrians killed, it doesn't even cross people's radar. It's like, you know, children are being killed, women are being killed, innocent men are being killed, and it's like it doesn't even, like, God doesn't love Syrians? That doesn't affect you? You know, starving children don't, the sex trafficking doesn't bother you. I mean, what I'm saying is like, oh my goodness, Lord, we're not even moved with the compassion, with the infirmities of others and what they're going through. And there's so many things about to happen that we're about to get empathy.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to get empathy. But I just see this unfolding of a plan, a rapid decline of the America that we used to know, that God allowed us to have, at the same time why people are continuing to push the wagon that got us in this place the first time. It's like they're shouting even louder. It's sort of like when Sodom and Gomorrah was weighing in the balance, and God sent angels down to be able to kind of do a real, you know, a check and see what's happening down here. And they go and they look and they say, well, yeah, it is. It's pretty bad, you know. And then they go to see Lot. And they're like days away from being totally destroyed. And so they go into Lot's house, the angels do. And then the people in the streets are saying, listen, and they wanted these angels. They actually wanted to have sex with these angels.
Mm-hmm.
And hours away, it was just the highest escalation, you know, of that. And it's just like, oh, my goodness. Little did you know that within a few moments, life as you know it and maybe your life as you know it may cease to exist. And to be absent from the bodies, to be present with God at the judgment seat of Christ. And they just didn't understand that God was about to bring judgment on a nation, on a city. And with that, And it's a lot of sins that were going on. And one of the sins was sexual sin, but there was a lot of sins going on. Pride, gluttony, all these things were taking place inside. It was just total flesh, anything the flesh wanted. And it's like, but they didn't even know that meteorites were going to rain down from heaven. It really would only take one meteorite. It's like one little small meter to knock out Sodom and Gomorrah, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Everybody's like, man, that must have been like raining for days, like brimstone. It's like, no, one meteor could have taken them totally out.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just sense that, and I'm watching. And you tell yourself, you're thinking, I don't really want that to happen. And you say, man, I hope that this is not the case. But the problem is, wisdom shouts aloud in the streets. And if your ears are tuned to her, and tuned to him, which is Jesus himself, that you just know that if it don't turn, if we don't wake up, and with that, you got to go listen to, go to VFN TV and watch Is America Under God's Judgment? Also listen to Josiah, America, Christianity, Islam, and Israel, and listen to the State of the Nation, and understand that it looks like our president is as like God's set man. He's like God's set man that there's no way one man could accomplish. It's so hard to accomplish anything in that office. I mean, it's just impossible. They come with these great intentions and you can't get things to move. But this man has a different thing on him that is allowing him to accomplish things that could never have been accomplished. And since Roosevelt.
That alone is a sign.
Yeah.
That alone is a sign.
Yeah. The healthcare and all these kind of different things are about, that was started way back in the progressive movement. That's actually what, who's that president that we just really like? And Woodrow.
Woodrow.
President Woodrow Wilson. He wanted big government. He saw there was all these problems going on in America, and he thought the answer to him was big government. And we're not going to talk about the war that he started or got involved in because of that. But that you understand this, it's not, you don't hate anybody actually. And you definitely don't, have a bad heart towards those that God's allowing to be in leadership. But in regards to Pilate was a politician, and the people were demanding from the politician, Jesus, to be crucified, but he was willing to let Barabbas go. And what's happening in Washington, and definitely what's happening by our president, he's giving America everything it asks for.
Mm-hmm.
Everything America's asking for. He's giving it to America. He's bringing it in. It's almost like God said, okay, I'll give it to you. It's coming out your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's passing, through executive order and through, the first 4 years, he's passing things that just couldn't have been passed outside of God allowing that to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's adjusting America. And of course, I believe that, his mindset is he thinks it's good what he's doing, but he doesn't know what God's accomplishing in the context of this, that when you bow up at Israel and say, we're no longer a Christian nation, it's not going to be good
right. In
the context of this. But the things that he's accomplishing is that alone, when you're getting everything you ask for and it's your flesh that's asking, you need to be really, really worried because it's very soon it's going to be coming out your nose, and it's just crying aloud. Wisdom is just shouting and crying aloud in the streets saying, turn, turn. And this is what God says in Proverbs 1. He says, well, then disaster will come upon you and you'll call for me and I won't even answer. He says, I'll even laugh. I'll even laugh. You think, why would you laugh? The same way you would laugh at a little 5-year-old kid says, I'm going to do it myself. And then he falls on his face. You're going to laugh. You're thinking, yeah, you see, you couldn't do it without me. And that's the kind of laughter I believe that it's going to be. But if you die in the midst of that disaster, there's no laughing matter because you didn't have time. If you die in your sin, if you don't have more life than sin, you're going to be in trouble because it's over for you. You know, it's appointed once to die and then the judgment. But I want to encourage you that personally, if you make a decision yourself, despite everything else, despite the popular vote and the popular things that are going on, to live for God, no matter what happens in the natural sense, you're going to be blessed and taken care of. But God also says that he'll place a mark on you and he will protect you and keep you. Does that mean you're not going to go through nothing? No, but it means that you can trust what you're going through. God is orchestrating it in a way, and it's going to be good how it all turns out in the end. But if you're just diving in to, you know, sin, and these things begin to happen, it's not good. I mean, God may send a man to you at your deathbed to warn you like an angel where you're going to be if you don't repent. And sometimes, you know, God, there are those deathbed conversions. And that's just, God is so awesome.
Gift.
It's a gift from God. But I just want to encourage you, if you can't hear this, then you need to listen to this. You need to listen to VFN Radio talking to you right now. That it's loud. It is like, it's literally is vibrating nonstop. You know, my spirit probably it's just building and building and building and building and building. And understand, if everything repeats as it always was, then there will be this huge celebration right before you've been weighed in the balance and fell left wanting. It won't like some devastation and then devastation. It will be you've been weighed in the balances, and all of a sudden a hand's going to appear on the wall of America and begin to write on the wall that says while they were celebrating and drinking out of the gold cups and having a party and all this kind of stuff. That's how it happens. It happens right at the peak of carnality and flesh, and like, we finally got what we want, and it's like boom.
And I think about it's so profound what you were just saying a little earlier, that in the days of Noah, I mean, 120 years. I mean, that's the thing about sin. It's so deceptive. You get so lost in it. You've been taken over by it that they had no idea what was getting ready to happen. And they didn't know because they weren't being told. They were told for 120 years, this is going to happen. And yet they did not take heed. And you said it earlier even too about what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, moments before they're about to annihilate, God was about to annihilate that total city with destruction. These men were just so into their sin, they were being taken down to get rid of that, want to have sex with angels. Now, think about what is happening right now in America. It's like, it's just time to repent. It's time to turn. We could be at judgment's door any second, any moment. And if we don't get our hearts right, we don't get the sin out of our life, we don't get right with God, then, you know, when it's over, it's over. There are no second chances when you stand before the judgment seat of God. It's it. The time to turn to God is right now. If there was a chance to interview those people that were lost in the flood, believe you me, they would probably say, I think you need to listen to Noah. I think you need to listen to the messages. I think you need to listen to the people and listen to what's being said on VFN Radio about getting ready, getting your heart right. And there's just nothing like it. I know we're going to talk about more in the program, but that's that time of refreshing that the Lord wants to bestow on us. But there's no refreshing without repentance. And that's the thing, a problem that's been happening across the American gospel. Give me the refreshing. Give me the blessings. Give me all the good stuff of God. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to leave this life of sin. It doesn't happen that way.
In the extra hour, we're going to be talking about getting serious with sin, getting serious about sin. And it's going to be very important because God's serious about it.
Very serious.
And we've been hearing a gospel that people are preaching things and teaching things that says God's not serious about sin. And so we have to unlearn the lies and say, wait a minute, and we're going to find out what Jesus says about sin. So it's not about saying a prayer, 10 years ago.
Mm.
It's about praying continually and dealing with sin continually and warring with it and against it with the cross of Christ, in our lives, because Jesus said very specifically, if we don't deal with the sin, we don't get serious with sin like he's serious with sin, we won't be with him in heaven. We will not be there. Period. That's what he says. We're going to read it from the Gospels today. We're going to read it from Jesus' words in the extra hour. You got to catch it, and you got to hear that, because wouldn't that be wild if you fell for the lie of the enemy, the religious lie that said God's not serious about sin, and you find out that he is serious while you're standing before his judgment seat, how serious he is. That would be terrible. That would be just terrible, And also, we're going to talk about what Jesus specifically talks about, the people that taught someone that he's not serious about sin. And what happens to them. We'll be right back in a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.